Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekend discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Well, welcome to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez. I'm going to do a little bit of a change of pace here today. I have been thinking, you know, as you know, we interview business people and professionals in terms of their life history, things that they had in terms of conflicts, in terms of transitions, in terms of things that they share with us that we would take advantage of in our own daily life and as business and professional people. And I had thought always of having some athletes, and I, for now, I talked to Chichi Rodriguez, and he said he would be willing to do it, come on live. So that's right, that's there. Hopefully, we can do that in the future, and some of the major league ball players, etc. But the stars kind of aligned with respect to Roberto Clemente, and let me explain why. It happens to be Roberto Clemente. You know, the baseball season, of course, is starting now in April. But I was, as president of the United Nations Association, I was at a conference, which is the Model UN Conference with the public school children. And the executive director, upon introducing me, mentioned to the students that I had been involved with the Mercy campaign of raising clothes and food and medicines for Nicaragua when the earthquake took place and there was the Roberto Clemente movement to get all those foods and all those things to him. And I decided then and there to sort of use that experience for the kids, and basically the main message I wanted to cross to them was that each day is really important, and each day you have to take advantage of that day, and to congratulate them because they were taking a Saturday off from their normal vacation kind of weekend day and coming to a Model UN where they had to meet different people, undertake new experiences that they hadn't had before, from public speaking to negotiation, etc. And basically it was a work day for them, so I was congratulating them and urging them to really make sure that each day was important. But getting back to my experience with Roberto Clemente, and I have here with me, I'm going to ask Bob Lee to give us, Bob, how are you?
Good afternoon. Very well.
So I'm going to ask Bob after me to sort of explain how he got to know Roberto Clemente. But let me tell you my experience with Roberto Clemente, as I told the kids. And then what happened that day sort of aligned the stars to lead me to do this program on Roberto Clemente. Basically, my wife, whose family from the mother's side is from Nicaragua, got involved with the Roberto Clemente effort to help Nicaragua. And on Friday, that would have been the 30th, she offered Roberto Clemente to go to Nicaragua if he wanted, in order to make sure that the cargo would be arriving in Masaya, which is the hospital, which is where all the goods were going. And it related principally to a ship that was going to be sent to Bluefields in the Caribbean side of Nicaragua. And lo and behold, on Saturday morning, Roberto Clemente called us. It must have been about 7:30, 7:15 or so early in the morning, and said to Pinky that he was going to take her up on her offer, and that the plane was going to be leaving for Nicaragua that Saturday morning. This is the 31st. And so Pinky wakes me up, or I was awake, and says, let's get our things together. We're going to Nicaragua to bring the cargo with us and make sure that that plane cargo, got to Masaya. And I said, Pinky, you're crazy. We got two kids. You know, it's the 31st. You're crazy. We can't do that. And I says, I gave him my word, and we're going. And if you don't go, I'm going by myself. And anybody who knows my wife, Pinky, she would go by herself. She is one headstrong person who I love and respect very much. But she was going to go, so off I went. We were lucky that we had a Nicaraguan helping us in our family, and she was like a grandmother to Pinky, and we could leave our kids without any problem from that point of view. So, you know, off we went. When we got to the airfield, to Ramey, no, it's not Ramey. It's the, what's the airfield in Isla Verde? The
Muñoz Marín.
Muñoz Marín. And we saw this beautiful plane, and we stopped and said, "Is this the plane going to Nicaragua?" And they said, "Yes, but it's not the one that's going right now. This was going later on." It was a beautiful, shiny plane. I said, "The one that's going on now is around on the other side of the airport." So we went around the other side, and lo and behold, there was a plane called the Super Snoopy, which was going to make its third trip to Nicaragua with the what we had been raised, and that plane was pretty ugly, and it was the last trip it was going to take, because then it was going to go for an overhaul in Florida. And of course, it was a pure cargo plane, and it didn't. In fact, the seats, we got on there, we sat in the seats, we put our seatbelt on, and somebody sort of walked up and says, "Listen, forget about the seatbelt. These seats are completely loose. They're not tied down to the floor. And you know, just grab onto this. There was a ropes in the front. You know, just grab onto that, and that's what we had." So Roberto decided, instead of he wasn't sure whether he was going to go with us or not. But he decided not to go with us, that he would be going later on that other plane. And we were, you know, waiting. We were going to then go there, do what we had to do, which was to sort of see if we could meet Tacho Somoza and make sure that we had assurances that that ship going into Bluefield would be arriving and safely and surely at that Masaya and wouldn't be diverted in any way. There was a lot of rumors and reasons to believe there was, you know, a lot of corruption taking place, and things weren't getting to where they were supposed to go. Roberto told us that he would go in the next flight, and he would pick us up, and we'd be back for the 31st. And of course, then so we went off. It's a long story. You know, once we were in Nicaragua, I'll not go into those details. But it was one incredible experience. And we did. My wife stood up and did ask before this huge meeting, Tacho Somoza, that where we were from, and that she was related distantly to him, and that she wanted his assurances that this ship that was going to come with this cargo would have safe delivery to the Masaya Hospital, and which he did. He publicly there in front of everyone said that we could rest assured that he would take care of any talk to a particular general, etc. So the thing is, we were expecting him that evening, he did not. That the plane did not come. We went to sleep, and the next morning, one of the guys that we never really knew where he how he got involved in this thing, but he came to the gate where we were staying, which was one of Pinky's uncles. It was a pharmaceutical manufacturing facility, and said, you know, that Roberto Clemente had the plane had dried. He did it. It happened, and etc. We didn't meet him because he was a little bit of a weird person, and we started. Then we went back to where the other Puerto Ricans were, and went to the airport, and they wouldn't tell us. And we spent a long time before we were able to finally, from the American military, were able to find and confirm that that plane had gone down. Wow. But lo and behold, you know, it was a serendipity. Either of those planes could have been the one that we went on. We happened to go on the Super Snoopy, which looked like the worst one, and the rest of his history. Well, that day, I told the story a little bit shorter than today. That day, there was the World Classic Baseball Series. And after that World Series, there was two programs back-to-back on the ESPN Spanish TV station on Roberto Clemente. I said, wow, what a coincidence. This morning, out of the blue, the director mentions this thing. This all of a sudden this comes up. And so I watched this these documentaries. The two, one was Perfil, and the other one's a more recent one. Fantastic documentaries on his life, and then I said, you know, there was a book that was given to me, which I never opened. A little bit on the side is I really am a person that looks forward and not backwards. Very rarely do I look backwards, but I said there's a book that. I was given, let me take a look, and I found it, and as I opened the book, out fell an article, a 2005 article. Wow. By Bob Leith that he initially wrote in 72, and was being reprinted in the San Juan Star, and this was. August 18th, 2005. Wow. A little bit yellowish, you know, but off it falls. And then I started to read, you know, the section on Nicaragua and how everything took place. I spent the rest of the night just reading on it, and I said, I got to get a hold of Bob Leith. He had mentioned, you listeners know that he was my guest a few weeks ago, and he had mentioned his position on the San Juan Senators, and he was a baseball player from when the Coast Guard used to come. So I said, you know, this kind of the stars have aligned. Let me invite Bob, and let's share what is Roberto Clemente, the ball player and the person.
Here we are.
Now I think I'm going to then turn this over. Do I have a time? Let's take a break, and then I'm going to turn this over to Bob Leith, and I want Bob to then tell the listeners how he got to know and what his relationship with was for Roberto Clemente. Then we'll talk about his baseball career, and then Roberto Clemente as a person. And of course, today is a live program, so you're welcome to join us with comments on Roberto Clemente. I'd rather do it towards the end, so we sort of give you the introductory section. But we'll be right back after this break with Bob Leith and his relationship with Roberto Clemente.